is Tom Jurich, Director of Athletics at the University of Louisville. Welcome to one of our Commonwealth's most treasured traditions, filled with brilliant pageantry, remarkable speed, and stunning surprises. It's the first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby on 84 WHAS.
It's Derby Day 139. 84 WHAS is proud to bring you live coverage, a service of United Dynamics Permit Dry. Our full 84 WHAS broadcast crew is standing by to keep you updated throughout the day. Now, from our Derby Day Broadcast Center at historic Churchill Downs, here are your hosts for Derby Day 139, Tony Cruz and Paul Rogers.
Well, depending on where you're from, whether you consider the Derby a Midwest race to a Southern race or just an international race, we want to welcome you to the 139th Run for the Roses. Did Matt Wynn have this idea, Paul, that this facility would become as big as it has become?
Of course he did. He was a visionary. He promoted the race. He's the one that got the glamour brought in, the media, to make it into the big event that it has become. And it continues and grows and gets bigger and bigger every year, it seems like.
We're also happy to have with us Jody Demling, who's going to be part of our team coverage today here in the paddock area.
John actually wanted me to remind you when I saw him that it's always sunny and 75 at Churchill Downs.
That's true. That's his bumper sticker, that's for sure. Well, before we get into the picks and all that kind of stuff, obviously, what if this track does become wet? Do you see much change in this one?
I've kind of turned like Paul, and I'm not going to like throw my picks out just because it's wet. I walked into the media center, and the first three people I saw was like, okay, he's good on a wet track, and he's good on a wet track. It seems like they're all good on a wet track, Tony. It's the Derby. You know what? You never know.
Right now, out and about in the crowd, Cindy Sullivan having a good time with our friends here in the Kentucky Derby.
I have two very pretty young ladies with me in really, really, really short dresses. You guys are going to stay nice and warm and dry today?
We are going to try. It's going to be hard with the rain and the cold, but we're toughing it out to look pretty.
So you are looking quite lovely. Let me get your names.
I'm Lauren. I'm Kelly.
And you guys are hanging with some guys that have cameras. What's going on here?
We are filming for the Travel Channel.
And so what are you going to be talking about?
We're modeling for Cosmo.
That is really awesome. How did you get this gig?
We're just lucky.
Okay, well, you both look absolutely lovely. Now, will you be betting the Derby?
I think I'm going to actually head home and watch it on TV so I can get a better look at it.
Oh, I see. This is just look good, real quick, home before the rain.
You bet, yeah.
Well, good luck on that one, guys, because I think it's raining now.
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
I'm Cindy Sullivan on the Derby Station 84 WHAS.
All right, it's time to head backside Churchill Downs with Lachlan McLean.
All right, thanks, guys. And the crowd's starting to flow in here a little bit more. Space is starting to fill up here on the backside. The rain continues to fall, a very light drizzle, but it has begun, and we expect it to continue. It did not deter the first wedding on the backside earlier today. A beautiful setting out there by the barn. Some people pledged to their everlasting love. And by the way, we were talking earlier in the show about kind of funny horse names. I was looking at the cards coming up. There's obviously some local owners running today, because in the fourth race, there's a horse named St. X. In the fifth race, there's a horse named Bellerman. So some connections got to be in play there. Oh, by the way, if the Pope comes, there is a horse in the 13th race named Pontiff. So we got that going. And keeping you in the loop from the backside, I'm Lachlan McLean on the Derby Station 84 WHAS.
Let's check in with Terry Miners.
I like when I find people on milestone Kentucky Derbies. What's your name, sir?
Dan Griffin.
Today's a special day.
It's my 50th Derby.
Your 50th in a row. You have not missed any?
Nope.
No sick? Were you ever sick, or you couldn't? You thought, I may have to miss, and you toughed it out anyway?
I always tough it out. I can remember the day it snowed.
You're wearing your 50th shirt. That's pretty cool. But your hat is what intrigues me. That is so awesome. How old is that, first off?
It's about 45 years old.
And all you beer lovers, listen to me right now. This man, Dan, knows what he's doing. He drank Fall City beer, that great product we had here years ago, which is now back, actually. But the original Fall City beer that was made back in the day with those cool red and gold labels. What did you do to those cans?
I drank the beer out of them.
And then?
Gave them to the hat maker.
Who cut the cans, it looks like, I guess, with aluminum cutters.
Yeah.
Turn them into some sort of little design that go all the way around your hat.
Yeah, they're knitted together and put on. And I've been wearing this, and I wear it off and on through the year.
So, are you still drinking beer?
On occasion, along with vodka and bourbon.
Dan, great to meet you. Happy 50th. I'll meet you here for your 100th, right in the same spot. Okay, buddy?
Okie dokie. Thank you. Nice talking.
That's old timer Dan with his Fall City can hat. He's rocking it, too. Terry Miner's on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Let's check in with Ron and Mill.
We're with Emilio Estevez, and welcome to Louisville.
Thank you, man. It's my first time here, so I'm pretty excited. Scratch pretty. I'm very excited.
It's a little overwhelming, though, if you haven't been here before, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. I've been to Churchill, but this is my first Derby. So I was familiar with the layout. So when I came here, the awe and the wow factor was I'd sort of been past that. And I'm just, like I said, I'm thrilled to be here.
Are you doing well in the races today?
I actually won the first one here at Churchill.
Excellent.
And I got a trifecta ticket that's kind of that looks kind of promising.
What about a Derby prediction?
You know what? It's too early for me to tell. I need to really sit with it. But I know one thing, that Todd Pletcher, with five horses in it, if he doesn't have one winner, he's going to be the angriest guy here at Churchill Downs. So.
Excellent.
So true. I just want to say, you don't get a chance often to meet one of your teenage crushes. So it's been a real pleasure.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Emilio Estevez, and it's Ron and Mel on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Let's head over to Mandy Connell.
It's raining. It's miserable. Everybody's packed in like little sardines undercover, except for one few group of crazy people standing right by the paddock. What's your name?
Maddie Diddy.
Now, Maddie, what are you guys doing out here standing in the rain?
We're just enjoying the races and having a good time.
Is this your first time at the Derby?
No, I've been before, but they're from South Dakota, so they came and visited us.
So you brought your crummy weather from South Dakota with you, did you?
Of course we did.
Are you having a good time anyway?
Of course. It's fun.
I like seeing people who are not the least put out by the bad weather. Do you have your horse for the Derby yet?
Not yet. I haven't decided.
You've had to have narrowed it down by now.
I've narrowed it down, but I can't comment. It's too close to call.
Who's your Derby horse there?
I don't have one yet either.
How much money are you guys going to gamble today?
Well, it's too close to call.
This is a tight-lipped group, so we will let them get back to having fun. I'm Mandy Connell for the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
All right, we're going to head over to Tony Vannetti now.
Okay, we've seen a lot of people trying to build shelter inside the infield here, and I've ran over some lovely ladies. What is your name?
Kristen.
And I helped Kristen put your poncho on.
You did. It was super helpful.
It was totally. Actually, I was just walking by, and you started to scream. Your friend was screaming. What is your name?
Lauren.
Lauren was like, "Help my friend with her poncho. She can't figure it out."
It was confusing.
Normally, it's much later in the day when you can't figure out a poncho.
I haven't even had anything to drink yet.
Oh, my God.
Hours.
I love it. All right. So what you have, what are these? Some folding chairs.
Some chairs. We've got a tarp. We've got a blanket. We're all set.
All right. So you think this will hold up for the rest of the day?
Probably not. But after a few drinks, who cares, right?
That's exactly right. All right. Thank you, ladies. They're figuring it out. Ponchos and getting shelter here in the infield. It's Tony Vannetti on Derby 139 on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Please rise as the University of Louisville Marching Band plays My Old Kentucky Home. And they're off in Derby 139. And Orb was just given a nudge as he let them go. And Jarvis War was very slow to begin. And My Loot also just missed the kick. And Revolutionary has been taken back in the early stages by Calvin Burrell. As they now begin to swing the corner, just over a quarter of a mile to go in the Kentucky Derby as they come down the lane. And as they do so, it's Normandy Invasion with Oxbow on the inside, Palace Malice and Verrazano. Orb is now beginning to fly down the wide outside. And so too is My Loot. They're racing down towards the final furlong, Normandy Invasion. But here is Orb on the outside. Orb and Joel Rosario take the lead with a 16th of a mile to go in the Kentucky Derby. Orb is out in front. Jarvis War is absolutely flying. In fact, it's Golden Soul. But it is Orb to win the Derby.